More on Iraq now. We're joined by Juan Cole. He's an expert in Shia politics. He's a professor of history at the University of Michigan. He has a daily blog called Informed Comment at juancole.com. It discusses matters in Iraq and throughout the Middle East. Juan Cole, we just heard about increased military strikes in Fallujah. This was the scene of attempts to move into that city in April and May by the U.S. Marines. They stopped and pulled back then. What is different now? Why is it that U.S.-led forces will attempt to take Fallujah now?
Well, I'm not sure that they will make a final push now. The talk is for November, but the U.S. military approach to counterinsurgency has been to zero in on cities from which they believe the guerrilla attacks are coming, and one by one they've been kind of picking them off. So they conducted a major operation in Samarra, a city of about 200,000 north of Baghdad recently. And at the moment, at least, the Shiite south is quiet. And they're gradually making their way through that list of 30 cities that they intend to impose order on.
Muqtada al-Sadr, who led the standoff in Najaf, which eventually was resolved peacefully in August, is he reconstituting himself as a political leader? Is he going to lead a party in January in these elections, if they do take place? And if so, what would he say to the people of Iraq?
Muqtada al-Sadr stands for a kind of puritanical Shiite Islam. He wants a purging of Western influences, closing of video shops, liquor stores. He wants women covered up in public, and he wants the U.S. troops out now. And actually, the last part of that program, at least, I think would be quite popular.
If he does run, how would he do in January?
Well, I myself am skeptical that Muqtada al-Sadr will actually run for office himself, but I think a number of his lieutenants might, and I suspect that they'll do well. I mean, it seems to me highly likely that East Baghdad will be represented by the Sadr movement in parliament if they don't boycott the elections, and East Baghdad is 2 million people. It's something like 10% of the country. So you could imagine Muqtada al-Sadr's movement ending up in a free and fair election in which they participated with 10-15% of the seats in parliament, which would make them a force to reckon with.
That would present something of a dilemma for the U.S. government, wouldn't it? A democratic outcome in Iraq that I don't think the administration would especially like.
Well, I think if there were free and fair elections, the resulting parliament would not be to the liking of the U.S. government. And that's one of the reasons I believe that the elections were postponed till January of 2005, because Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani had wanted to have them last May. And there wasn't a good reason not to have them last May, except that the outcome might have been embarrassing. The major parties that are likely to get a lot of votes are the Dawa Party, which is an old-style revolutionary Shiite party, the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, which was, frankly, a terrorist organization based in Tehran for 20 years, the Sadr movement. I think the Sunni fundamentalists will do well. Arab nationalists of a kind of ex-Ba'ath bent will do well. So the resulting parliament is highly unlikely to have the shape that the U.S. would like.
Juan Cole of the University of Michigan, his daily blog on Iraq and the Middle East is Informed Comment. Juan, thanks again.
You're very welcome.